Michael Franken is the final Democratic Senate candidate we hear from today. Franken is a retired Navy admiral and Sioux Center native. He now resides in Sioux City. Franken says his campaign is really a continuation of 40 years of service and the belief that Iowa values are synonymous with good government.
Having lived throughout the world and been involved in good governance initiatives on four different continents, I can say that with a high statement of certitude. And so that's generally why I did it. Plus, my wife said, you know, you may. And my kids said, go ahead, Dad, go ahead. And I have the physicality to do so.
You have a lot of issues you're focusing on, and some of them are, you know, I've talked to the other candidates about. One of the big ones is healthcare, and you say you would like to try and improve the Affordable Care Act and have this Medicare public option, but not to get rid of private insurance, right?
Yes, indeed. And so I'm a fan of. In the legislative branch, you've got to be careful in disregarding, throwing away what you have, and then expecting the legislation of what you develop to be a replacement and an improvement. I know of no situation in the history of this nation where that's been the case. Now, zero ever. Now, we can build a new program. But you have to have something that is a significant gap or have a new technology that you're implementing, you know, an Interstate Highway Act or something like that. But so the short of it is, I've spoken to the drafters of the Affordable Care Act. We knew it had mistakes going forward. We knew that it was only a partial solution, but iteratively it was capable of answering much of this nation's needs, and it was a half step to what I expect the nation will go to in the future, and that's something very similar to what Canada has. But that's not here today. And from an electability standpoint, with the various medical insurance programs that are resident in the state of Iowa, it's probably not sellable. And you can wish this idealized system on us, but you got to get elected with it.
You talk about the need to improve education, especially, you know, in Iowa, where there's such a sometimes a disconnect between rural schools and more urban schools, like here in Sioux City, try and equalize the money going to each, and also to help give teachers a higher pay so they can, you know, feel like they can afford to live a normal life and still keep teaching.
So there needs to be a better parity. And I don't know what I haven't done the per cost pupil analysis between a central high school in Des Moines and the high school in rural Iowa, Sioux Center High School, but I would expect there's a disparity there as well. I believe that education is the least and most we can do for the future generations. And I'm a beneficiary of a public school education. I had five of my siblings go to a one-room schoolhouse, and all matriculated to professional degrees and you know, above average income in life. That was a time when education was really valued in the state of Iowa, and people knew it. I had a brother-in-law move back from, he's a doctor, my sister was a psychologist. They moved back from Atlanta to Spirit Lake, Iowa to raise their family because of the schools. I would like to see more of that.
You know, I guess finally, I'd like to ask you a little bit about what you think the response should be or should have been maybe and ongoing to COVID-19, and how well do you think the current Senator Joni Ernst has responded to the COVID-19 pandemic?
It's not that I'm watching her, but I'm just seeing nothing of value coming out of her camp. She, along with many of the other senators in the Midwest, on the Republican side especially, have, in my estimation, cowered under the gaze of the president and his rather dictatorial perspective on how and what the messaging ought to be. I could be wrong on that, but I think the Midwestern senators, including our neighbors in Nebraska and South Dakota, who have plants that are affected, should be stepping up. And having worked in a packing company, I worked at Supreme Packing Company in Sioux Center, Iowa, a hog slaughterhouse, for multiple years. I started when I was 17. So I know how that work is. I mean, to the most detail, more than you want to know. And there's a series of things that should have been done, because we know that is an essential service, the genesis of our food supply, that we need to be highly covetous, that it remains undisturbed, or at least the ability to be reestablished. And I view the Tysons and the Smithfield camps to be too cavalier at the outbreak of a COVID. They should have known that, A, slow the line, B, put up dividers, close the place for X number of for a week to get it customized, increase the size of a locker room, build locker rooms out, bring trailers in for locker rooms, even sanitize, defumigate cars in the parking lot, the interior of cars in between shifts, separate the shifts by an hour so you can clean the plant. Immediately train a new shift after hours. Work with OSHA, work with NIOSH to ensure that cleanliness standards, you can be relaxed while you're running the line after hours to train additional personnel. And there's a whole series of things to do. If I have experience in this from previous pandemics, how to work through this. I'm probably one of the few people in the state that have that. And you go to what sounds like great extremes then, which are afterthoughts today.
That was Michael Franken, one of four Democratic Senate candidates we heard from today. Franken is a retired Navy admiral and Sioux Center native. He now resides with his family in Sioux City.